Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
One of the earliest Cochrane reviews examined suture materials for episiotomy and perineal tears following childbirth, showing the detrimental effects of catgut. The review has been updated and expanded, and Ginny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration Secretariat describes the latest findings.
Every day, in the UK alone, approximately 1,000 women will experience perineal repair following vaginal birth. The impact of perineal trauma can be extremely distressing for a new mother during the early postnatal period when she's trying to cope with hormonal changes, the demands of her baby, and pressures imposed by her changing role. For women who sustain perineal injury, it's important that skilled operators repair the trauma and that they use the best suturing techniques and materials in order to minimize any associated short and long-term morbidity. This review, one of the first systematic reviews to be included in the Cochrane Library, was carried out initially by Christine Kettle and the late Richard Johansson in 1997. The review had begun its life even earlier in the 1990s as a pre-Cochrane review compiled by Adrian Grant. However, it's remained an important topic into the 2000s and was one of 50 pregnancy and childbirth reviews identified as a priority for updating with a project grant from the National Institute for Health Research in England. This provided the authors with support from Therese Dowdeswell at the Cochrane Pregnancy and Childbirth Group editorial base, which proved invaluable in helping Christine Kettle and Khalid Ismail to expand and update the review fairly quickly. The review now examines a broader range of absorbable sutures, including fast-absorbing synthetic materials, and provides results for new comparisons. The included studies were carried out over a period of almost 40 years in contexts where local customs and practices differed considerably. During this period, catgut has been largely superseded by absorbable synthetic suture materials for perineal repair in high-income countries, but it's still used in some countries, such as Brazil, that are resource-poor. The 8 studies in the previous version of the review have been supplemented by 10 new studies, with over 10,000 women participating in the research. Among the comparisons are 9 trials of catgut versus standard synthetic sutures, 2 trials of catgut versus rapidly absorbing synthetic standard sutures, and 5 trials of synthetic sutures versus rapidly absorbing synthetic sutures. This comprehensive up-to-date review provides conclusive evidence that perineal repair with catgut may increase short-term pain and wound breakdown compared to synthetic sutures. It found few differences between standard polyglactin 910 and rapidly absorbed synthetic sutures, but fewer women allocated the rapidly absorbed suture material needed sutures to be removed up to 3 months postpartum, compared to those for whom standard material had been used. This is important because women needing perineal sutures to be removed find it an extremely unpleasant procedure. In addition, if sutures remain in the tissues for a longer period than is required, they may cause a significant inflammatory response and increase the risk of infection. When interpreting the results of this collection of trials, it's important to consider the clinical heterogeneity across the included studies. They differed considerably in suturing techniques, the caliber of material, size of needle, skill of operators, duration of follow-up, and outcomes assessed. Therefore, the findings also need to be interpreted in the context of the related review on suturing techniques, but they provide an important new landmark for the evidence base on sutures.
You'll find the updated review of suture materials, along with the Cochrane review of suturing techniques, at www.thecochranelibrary.com.